Now dance to your partner, wilt the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning, Tim was rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and broke his skull, so they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head.
Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, read by Barry McGovern with Marcella Reardon, for Naxos Audiobooks. Book 1. River Run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Hoth, Castle, and environs. Sir Tristram, viler de mores, for over the short sea, had Passancor re-arrived from North Armorica, on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to wield a fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Topsawyer's rocks by the stream Oconee exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's gorgios, while they went doubling their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from afar bellowed Misha Misha to Tauf Tauf Thuart Petrick. Not yet, though very soon after, had a Kidscad butt-ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet, though all's fair in Vanacy, where Sozy Sester's wroth would twon Nathan Joe. Rot a peck of paw's malt had Gem or Shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory End to the Regenbrow was to be seen ringsome on the aquaface. The fall, Bababa Dalgara Takamina Ron Con Bron Tonoron Twan Thon Trova Rune Non Scon Tuhu Hurden Enturnuk, of a once Wall Street old par, is retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off-wall entailed at such short notice the pshoot of Finnegan, Erse's solid man, that the humpty hillhead of himself promptly sends an unquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty-tum-toes, and their upturned pike point and place is at the knock out in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy. What clashes here of wills gen won'ts, oystery gods, gaggin' fishy gods, brekek, kekek, 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 coax, 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 ualu, 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 quow, wow, where the Baudelaire's partisans are still out to Mathmaster Malachus McGrain's, and the Verdon's catapulting the cannibalistics out of the white voice of Hoodie Head, Asia Gales and Boomering Stroms. Sod's brood be me fear. Sanglorians, save! Arms appeal with larms appalling. Killy, kill, killy, atoll, atoll! What chance cuddlies, what cashels aired and ventilated, what bid me to love sinduced by what take-o-tay absolvers, what true feeling for theirs hair, with what strong voice of false jickup. Oh, hear, hear how Hoth sprawled met the dusked, the father of fornicationists. But, O my shining stars and body, how hath fain spanned most high heaven the sky sign of soft advertisement? But was is ut? Ere were sewers? The oaks of Ald, now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where asks lay. Fall if you but will, rise you must, and none so soon either shall the farce for the nonce come to a set-down secular finish. Big Mester Finnegan of the Stuttering Hand, free men's moorer, lived in the broadest way imaginable in his rushlet too far back for mess wages before Joshua and Judges had given us Numbers or Helvetius committed Deuteronomy. One yeasty day he sternly strucksk his tet in a tub for to watch the future of his fates. But ere he swiftly stuck it out again, by the might of Moses, the very water was evaporated, and all the Guinnesses had met their exodus, so that ought to show you what a pension-juky chap he was. And during mighty odd years, this man of hard cement and edifices in Topers Thorpe piled bildung supra bildung upon the banks for the...